with his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Mimorasi Sheyichiu, for Yoshio Ben Yam Shilo Ben Risa Rus, for Reb Mordechai Ben Sara, for Baruch Ben Sivya, for Meir Ben Sar Malka, for Shimon Simcha Ben Panini Yehudis, Nisim Ben Lydia, Ben Yam Simcha Ben Adina Minya. It says in the Gemara in Meseches Yuma Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, Ein Mefaisim Al Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im El Koin She Zecha Bo Shach or Zecha Bo Arbis. They used to have lots to determine who would get the various avodas, which Kohen. So they didn't make a lot on the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im in the afternoon Karban Tamid. Rather, the Kohen who was Zocha in the morning was also Zocha in the afternoon. Frak the Gemara. I would about the Brisa Kishem Shem Mefaisim Lo Shach or Zkach Mefaisim Lo Bein Arba'im. Answers the Gemara. Kitanya Hibiktara, so the Gemara asks that there is a pious for Bein Arba'im, so why are you telling me there's no pious, there's no lot? And the Gemara answers that no, that Braisa that says there's a pious, Ret Vegan and Andre Zach, it's talking about something else, it's talking about the Ktores, it's not talking about the Tamid. And so Paskins the Rambam, the fourth parak of Tamid Musaf Malach Ches, that the Tamid of Bein Arba'im Ein Mefais and Lo Pious, the Kohen who Zocha Bevodim and Avodos Shacharis Yizke Bein Arba'im. Whoever Zocha Shachris is Zocha Bein Arba'im, but the Ktores, they used to do a different pious Bein Arba'im. Beautiful. So we have to understand why Takanat? Why is there no pious for the Tamid Bein Arba'im? So says Harav Shlomo Varman Zichrono Levracha, the great Talmud Chacham, author of the Shevis Yosef. This is in Chelek Dalad Simon Aleph. He said, maybe it's Talui in a Machlokas HaRishonim. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Chavches, Shetziva Kohanim Lahakti Yoktaris B'chol Yom Pamayim. Mitzvah Lametes, he writes, Shetzivanu Lahakiv V'mikdash Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana B'chol Yom V'yom Nikraim Tamid Ve'elun Kraim Tamidim. And so holds the Bahag. So the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to be makd yoktaris every day twice. That's mitzvah chavches, mitzvah lamites, is that there's a mitzvah to bring two tamidim. The Ramban argues, and he says, why are you Rambam enumerating tamid and ktaris as one mitzvah? If there's two tamidim, then there are two mitzvahs. If there's two ktarises, two aktaris ktarises, there's two mitzvahs, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Kriya Shema, also two mitzvahs, one in the morning, one at night. Ein ma'akva zuzu, zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. So we have a machlokas Rambam Ramban, if the two tamidim are separate mitzvahs, or they are one mitzvah. So now we can say that l'shitas ha-Rambam, that we're not mefayis, Bein Arba'im, is because since it's one mitzvah, it makes sense that whoever got it in the morning also gets it in the afternoon. Because it's one mitzvah. So ain't mefais, you're not mefais in the Tamid Bein Arba'im, because you're already mefais in the morning. And Koin Shezecha Bo Shach or Zecha Bo Arvis, if you got it in the morning, you get it in the afternoon, because it's one mitzvah. So that would explain, according to the Rambam, why there's no pious in the afternoon for Tamid, because it's one mitzvah with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and Memela, there's not going to be a separate pious. However, what about Lashitas HaRamban? Ramban holds there's two separate mitzvahs. Tamid Shel Shachar is one mitzvah, Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is another mitzvah. So if it's another mitzvah, it should mandate another pious. Not only that, but according to the Rambam, why we make another pious on Ketores Shel Bein Arba'im? Why make a pious on Ketores Shel Bein Arba'im? It's one mitzvah with the Ketores of the morning. So if we want to use that svar that it's one mitzvah, so then it's just like it works by Tamid, it should also work by Ktaris. ובאמס, the מחלוקת רמב"ם רמב"ן is בגימל מצווס, במצווס קריאת שמע. שיטס הרמב"ם say from mitzvahs mitzvah yud, that is that we were commanded to read קריאת שמע שחרית וערבית. And so it's one mitzvah. You see the Shitas HaRambam. It's one mitzvah. So writes the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Chaf. Atmidim, they also argue. And Taurus, they also argue all three. And in all three, the Ramban asks, how's it possible to say they're one mitzvah? And each time you're only doing a half a mitzvah. First Kriya Shema is half a mitzvah. First Talmud is half a mitzvah. First Taurus is half a mitzvah. How can that be? Einan ma'akvos zeze. So we must say that each one is individually a mitzvah. Since they're not ma'akiv each other, so each one is individually a mitzvah. And one is no shaykhas to the other. They have different times, and they're not ma'akiv, so each one is a complete mitzvah. So Rav Varman says as follows, that even l'shitas HaRambam, every time you reach Shema, you're makayim a complete mitzvah. And you don't need a second kriya to be mashlim the mitzvah. And that they are both considered one mitzvah, what the Rambam means is, in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. That in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, they're considered one mitzvah. The pasha, that each time you're fulfilling a full mitzvah. Because Kriya Shema Shacharis and Kriya Shema Arvis are mamish one mitzvah. The Torah is saying, do this one mitzvah twice. Do it once in the morning, do one complete mitzvah in the morning, and one complete mitzvah in the afternoon. Say, how many mitzvahs is it? It's one mitzvah. You're just doing this mitzvah twice. And you can say the same thing about mitzvahs to me, the Mektaris. Each time you're makayim a mitzvah b'shleimus. You're makayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. Not you're makayim half a mitzvah. You're makayim the mitzvah b'shleimus each time, but it's still one mitzvah. It's still one category of mitzvah. So according to that, we can say that this is the machlokas Rambam Ramban. Ramban holds that since Zmana Shel Zu, Lok Zmana Shel Zu, they have different times, they're two separate mitzvahs, because this man is part of the Etzem Cheftza mitzvah. It's part and parcel of the very mitzvah itself. And Mimela, the Shinui Bizman, makes it in different mitzvah. And that's like Beis Shammai holds in Brachas Yud Amid Beis, that in the evening you recline, you like lie down when you read, in the morning you stand up. Bishach b'chav u'kumecha. So it's a different chef to the mitzvah of Dafka. That's a good dimion, but we're trying to say that the Zman is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And Mimela, Shinui b'zman is Shinui b'mitzvah. But the Rambam holds that this man is not part of the Etzem Cheftza mitzvah. Mitzvah's Kriya Shema is the same exact mitzvah. You're just commanded to do it twice, and so too. V'hakrabas t'midim v'aktaras haktaras, it's mitzvah achas shemakayim in pa'mayim b'chol yom, you're makayim twice a day. So now we can't say b'shitas HaRambam that you don't do pious b'in arbayim, because ha'maskul b'mitzvah om lo gemor, that somebody who's zoche, that according to the Rambam, it's can't say that since it's one mitzvah, so once you start the mitzvah in the morning, you have to complete it in the afternoon. You can't say that's pshat in the Rambam. Why you only do one pious? Because since it's one mitzvah, if you start a mitzvah, we want you to finish it. That can't be the pshat. Why? Because in the morning you did a complete mitzvah, and in the afternoon you're doing another complete mitzvah. So to say that since it's one mitzvah, you did half in the morning, you can do the other half in the afternoon, it's a little tov. It's not half. It's not that you start a mitzvah, we tell you to finish. You did a complete mitzvah in the morning. So since you did a complete mitzvah in the morning, so let's do another pious in the afternoon. Once you completed your mitzvah in the morning, now we want you to, now we should be able to do a new pious. He did a complete mitzvah in the morning. And it's an often a Mishnah in Menachas Memtes, Ein a mitzvah makvah zu zu. If you were in makvah of Kevitz Baboka, you're makvah of Ben Arbayim. And And so too, if you were in Makdir in the morning, you're Makdir Bein Arbayim. So since each one is a complete mitzvah, we should have a new pious each time. Kesef Mishnah, Perek Alf, Michos Kriyash Malacha Yud Gimel. Says Yeshua, Lam Lama B'Kriyash Mishal Arish, Shizmana Kol Alayla, Dorshim HaKosu V'Shach B'Chol Kol Zman Shmini Adam Shokhvin. Over Kriyash Mishayom, Ein Dorshim Uvu Kumecha Kol Zman Shmini Adam Omdim. Frak the Kesef Mishnah, Shtarka Kasha. That Kriyash Mishal Arvis, whose man is all night, we darshan b'shach b'cha, as long as you're sleeping. So why don't we similarly darshan uvikumecha, as long as you're up? And this way, Zman Kriyashma won't be until 3 hours. You're up all day. Zoy frek the Kesef Mishnah, good kashin. And for the Kesef Mishnah, enachinami, mitzvah Kriyashma shachris is all day. We learn a brachas tesamid beis. Hakori mikan veilach lo hivsit kadem kori b'tarish lo hivsit abrachas. The Gemara says you could read Kriyashma all day. You didn't lose out on the brachas. And if it wasn't Zman Kriyashma, the brachas would be levatala. How are you possibly making brachas? Says the Kesef Mishnah. It must be that Kriyashma is really, you could say it all day, and therefore you could say the brachas with it. And that we say the time that people get up, that's an asmachta, but not really. You can really say Kriyashma all day. Magen Avraham Arachaim Simon and Chesiv Kot Zayin writes that Tzvar of Tzvichem Iyun. Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, you're allowed to say Shema all day and all night, and it's meant to say Shein is Man Grama, like Tefillah. Just like Tefillah, you can always daven. There's always a time for Tefillah, so it's not called Zman Grama. So what in Kriyashma? You can always say Kriyashma, so it shouldn't be called Zman Grama. Say Kriyashma 24/7, all day and all night. And yet it says Lahedian Brachas Chafam and Vezas and Mitzvahs Man Grama. And for the Shagas Aryeh Siman Yud Beis, that even if Kriyashma Shel Yom is Manak Kol Hayom Shel Laila Kol Laila, it's still Mitzvahs Man Grama because they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of the Yom and a mitzvah of Laila, two different zmanim, two different mitzvahs. So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. Maybe it's telling the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Loshitas are Rambam. That the day mitzvah and the night mitzvah are the same mitzvah mamish, and the chiyuv is to read it twice every day by yom ubalayla. So you're right, if you're not yotzei yedei chovah, so if you read it twice during the day and you read it and you didn't read it all at night, nevertheless, since it's the same mitzvah mamish, it's no heges kol hayom, it's no heges 24 hours, so the Magen Avraham fragit omer tov, ech hu amar, Magen Avraham omer tov meod, that it's a mitzvah say shalom zman grama because it's a 24-hour mitzvah. However, the shita's haramban that it's two different mitzvahs, and the shinui bizman is koveya establishes that you have to do these two separate mitzvahs because the shinui bizman is shinui b'chefta shal mitzvah, so it's two separate mitzvahs. So that's like the Shagasari would say. Shagasari says it's still a mitzvah say shalom zman grama because it's two separate mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of the day and the mitzvah of the night, and those are that defines the mitzvah. Two separate cheftas of mitzvahs. Mitzvah is Kriyashma Shel Yom, it's Kriyashma Shel Night. Unlike the Rambam, who holds that it's one mitzvah. It's one cheftas of mitzvah. It's just it's done at different times, but it's still one cheftas of mitzvahs Kriyashma. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is defined by the time, so in Mela, it's a mitzvah Shizman Grama, because the Kriyashma of the day is not the Kriyashma of the night, and the Kriyashma of the night is not Kriyashma of the day. Brachas Yud Beis and Beis and Machlokas Ben Zoma V'Chachamim B'Mitzvah Seskaris Yitzis Mitzrayim Ben Zoma Darshin Kol Yimei Chayecha HaLeilos Chachamim Darshin L'Havi Gamos HaMashiach. So what's the Kol Yimei Chayecha? Ben Zoma says they say Shema at night. Chachamim say L'Havi Gamos HaMashiach. Writes the Shagas Aryeh that since we paskin like Ben Zoma, like we see from Stam of the Gemara and Brachas Yedalad Amid Beis, so the Chiyuv is b'yom u'b'layla, it's a chiyuv tamidi, and it's not a mitzvah say shizman grama. That's what the Shagas Aryeh wants to say. That since Ben Zoma holds kol yimei chayecha alelos, and some of the Gemara is like Ben Zoma, so memela, the mitzvah is day and night, it's a chiyuv tamidi, and it's not a mitzvah say shizman grama. Well, if he's there, he's tamea on the fact that women aren't careful about this mitzvah. Sof kol sof, we pass, and the creation was a mitzvah say shizman grama. It's a 24-hour, 7-day mitzvah. So why aren't women doing it? So fear toys the Heilige Shagas Aryeh that nevertheless it's a mitzvah shizman grama, because Zman has Kara B'Yom, once the time for doing Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim by day goes away, it's over. Zman has Kara B'Yom Chola Ve'Over Balayla. Once comes night, you lost your chance for the day. So to Lahefech, once the night passes, you can't do that anymore. Once the day comes, you can't do the night one anymore. So therefore, two separate mitzvahs, and therefore it's considered, a mitzvah shezman grama, because the night mitzvah isn't done by day, and the day mitzvah isn't done by night. You can't do the Kriya Shema shel yom ba'layla, and you can't do the Kriya Shema shel layla b'yom. Beis mitzvahs nefrados hain. They're two separate mitzvahs, so therefore you can call it zman grama, because shel yom and shel laila are two separate mitzvahs. So says the Shagas Aryeh. Or it's very difficult, because there's really only mitzvah achas, haskaras yitzias mitzrayim. We just do it twice, but it's not two different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah that we do twice, and we haven't found anybody who holds that Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim is two mitzvahs nefrados. And it's clear that only by Kriya Shema the Ramban holds that it's two separate mitzvahs, because it says B'shachbucha Uvekumecha. So that's Beis mitzvahs nefrados. To meet him, Esakeb Esechat Aseba Boikir Esakeb Esheni Aseba Arbaim Ktores. Also B'boker Be'i Tibor Seneris Yek Durena B'chol Seneris Ben Arbaim Yek Durena Boker and Arat Sarayim. Mashayim Kain, Bahaskarat Yitziat Mitzrayim. Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim is one mitzvah. And the Shagas Aryeh wanted to be Malamed Tzchus on women who aren't careful about Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He was bothered. So why aren't women careful about Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim if it's not Zman Grama? So he wanted to say that it is Zman Grama, because they're two separate mitzvahs. But the Magen Avraham writes that in Simen Ayin, Sif Katan Aleph, that women are taka chayv in Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Prima Gadim Beishal Avram Os Aleph Sham Simon Ayin writes that according to Mandarma that it's cursed and sees its rhyme by Laila is only the Rabbanon, so it's a mitzvah Shizman Grama, because it's only a day mitzvah in the Torah. They're only Chayavos mid Rabbanon. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Sham Besif Katan Beis Masha Kosev Bezeh Shuvas Rebbe Kivei Agar Chadash Simon Hay. That's not our topic. And then there's the Yisod of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, that Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't an independent mitzvah. It's a prat v'chelik of mitzvahs Kriya Shema. And therefore the Rambam didn't enumerate in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He only enumerated mitzvah Sipur B'Lel Pesach. The Tzlach talks about this, the Keren Or, the Yod Samech. Ein kana makom laharich b'zeh. Or Chaim Simen Unches, Siv Zayin, says, if he didn't read Shema by day, there's Tashlumin at night. If he didn't read Kriya Shema at night, there's Tashlumin by day. Some argue and say no Tashlumin for Kriya Shema. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Chaf Aleph that the reason of those who argue is that Lo Dami Tfila L'Tfila D'Rachamei. You can't compare it to Tfila. Tfila is mercy. You can always ask for mercy. Kriya Shema, it has to be the right time. It has to be Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. Two different times. You missed it. Muvasal Yochal Liskam. Missed it. Can't fix it. Maybe we can say that the Tashlumin of Kriya Shema is totally in the machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Lashitas HaRambam, that this man is not part of the Etzem Chev to the mitzvah, and mitzvah Kriyishma is always the same mitzvah. So Bevadai, it's not, there's no chilik between Kriyishma and Tefillah. You can make up Tefillah, you can make up Kriyishma, it has Tashlumah, but according to the Ramban, that it's part of the Etzem Chev of the mitzvah, and the Shinu B'Zman makes it into a different mitzvah. Memela, once you miss the Zman, you missed it. And you can't compare that to Tefillah. Tefillah is Rachamay, Tefillah is mercy, so you can still ask for mercy even out of the time. Make up for it, make up for missing the time. But here where it's not mercy, so there's no, you miss the time, you miss the time. That's it, that's part of the Etzem Chevtz of Mitzvah, and there's no Svara of it's Rachamim. You can always ask for mercy. So maybe this Machlokas of Tashlumin is Taluin the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. And what we started off with about pious ala tamid shel bein arbayim, why is there no pious and tamid shel bein arbayim? Maybe we can say that in Yuma Chof Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah Chof Beis Amid Aleph that arba pious is hayusham. Lama mefaisim mechosin mefaisim. Why four different paises? Just do it once. And the answer is, on Rabbi Yochanan, kedei lahargish kol ha'azara. Rashi explains, so you want to make a lot of noise. It should be a big tumult over there in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Kavod HaMelech that everybody is gathering for his avoda. So they bring the pasuk of Asher Yachtuv Namtik Sod Beis Elokim Mehalech Barogesh. Rashi says, make a lot of noise. So it would appear that besides having to make a lot of noise, Nehalech Barogesh, there's another halacha, Shemakor B'tchilas HaKosev, Asher Yachtav Namtik Sod, Shekol Kahani Beis Av Shel Hayom, Yis'asfu Yachtav Ba'azara, the Yachtav Namtik Sod. So if there's a din of Asher Yachtav Namtik Sod, that's only going to happen when they're not mefayis al tamid shel bein arbayim, and whoever zeich in the morning is going to be zeich in the afternoon. But if they had a different pious for bein arbayim, then they would be kohanim, would come late until they're mefayis in the tamid shel bein arbayim, and that would be memayit kvod hamelech. So they're not going to want to miss. They're not going to want to miss the pious. Because then they can't say, oh, you know what, I'll get the Bein Arbayim, I'll win that pious. We don't want them to do that, because we want them to be Kavod HaMelech, Asher Yachtav, that everybody should be together. And therefore we make one pious for both the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, so we have a din of Yachtav, that everybody will come. So Ayin Rashi Sham and that Gemara, and earlier on Yudalad Amid Beis, Lechori, he doesn't have that girsa of Asher Yachtav Namtik So, the beginning of the Pasuk. He just has Beveis Elkim Mahalach Barogesh. But according to our girsa, it's a big chiddush that there's a din of Yachtav, and therefore we don't want anyone, any of the Kohanim, to miss it. And Mamela, if we would do it later, we would have a different pious, then they might miss it, and that would be terrible. So Mamela, we make sure that they all come the first time, they all come for the pious, because they know that if they miss this one, then they're not getting the tamid at all, because there's not going to be a second pious for the tamid. So that's gevaldik, and we should be zocha lil modu lelamed lishmar b'lasu l'kaimus kol debris samatarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. And of course, to give ourselves a bracha, then we should be zocha to revisit this very important sugya. Shalom, shalom, shalom.